Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has ruled out any government bailout or top-up for TVNZ. The state broadcaster last week announced it was cutting at least 68 jobs because of plummeting advertising revenue. The Prime Minister says the media sector is no different to any other sectors trying to deal with changing consumer behaviour and outdated business models.
It requires lots of innovation, and media companies will need to innovate just like every other company does in every other sector that's gone through tough and challenging and structural challenges. But I want to be quite clear, the ability for the government to step in and to be able to subsidise media companies is probably not the pathway that we will be looking to go down.
Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says some media legislation may need to be updated, and the government is also considering what to do with the Fair Digital News Bargaining Bill, which is now before a select committee. An Indigenous and human rights advocate says the violence of the Israeli state in Gaza and the West Bank shows colonisation in action. More than 30,000 Palestinians, mostly children and women, have been killed by Israeli forces who invaded the enclave after Hamas fighters broke out on October 7th and attacked surrounding military bases and villages. Tina Ngata says it's an effort by Israel to completely destroy the Palestinian people before international pressure stops them.
What we see there is the pure distillation of the colonial project on show for the world to see. That is how far colonialism will go in its pursuit of power and resource.
Tina Ngata says around the world, the rich and powerful are increasingly using colonialist tactics to secure resources and strip Indigenous people of their rights. The winner of the Boren Foundation Ngā Pai o Te Mātauranga Scholarship says she's keen to acquire skills and knowledge that can help advocate constitutional change in Aotearoa. University of Auckland law student Amelia Kendall from Te Rārawa has received $80,000 to study towards a master's in law from Columbia University in New York. She will major in international constitutional law.
So that's more moving away from slow changes we've seen over the past maybe 150 years. So it's really just gathering the tools, understanding how Pākehā law operates and works, and then be able to bring that home so we can continue.
A second Boren Foundation postgraduate scholarship went to Auckland barrister Peter Roycroft from Ngāti Kahungunu, Ngāti Tūwharetoa and Ngāti Hāmoa's Moata'a. He has applied for places at Columbia, New York and Harvard Universities. Mr. Roycroft says he wants to look at how Native American territorial laws work beside state and federal laws, and to what extent principles of Indigenous and customary law, such as tikanga Māori, can influence the development of tort law.
And I think it's a great comparator to New Zealand. That's really what I want to go and investigate and sort of spend a year studying, come back and sort of hopefully contribute my findings back to Aotearoa.
And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!